All right. I don't know what this means exactly, but I went to the front page of the Detroit Free Press this morning, and the big story was the auto show. I mean, I had to scroll down the screen to get info on the Michigan primary that, it's happening tomorrow, which could mean it really is the economy stupid, that in the Motor City jobs industry, the auto industry is as important as voting for the Republican candidate. And maybe it's something the candidates know too. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, whose father is the former governor of Michigan, spent the last weekend before the primary pushing his native son status and his understanding of the region's economic woes. Here's part of his pitch to Michiganers, I think that's right, when he appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
I'm the only one that was born and raised in Michigan that's got the automobile industry in my blood veins. That is actually invested in Michigan, made investments here in this state.
Well, rival Mike Huckabee followed Romney on the show, and he also zeroed in on the economy and Mitt Romney's big business background.
There are a lot of people who lost their jobs when his company would take over, restructure a company, lay a lot of people off. A lot of times the CEOs and the people at the top got some pretty huge bonuses and made a lot of money. A lot of people went home without a pension and a paycheck. I'm not sure that's what Michigan's looking for.
As reliable as a Monday morning cup of joe, extra large, please. The Politico's Jim VandeHei is with us to put all of this into perspective, all that chatting up on those Sunday shows. Hi, Jim.
Hello, how are you?
Doing okay. So in Michigan, you don't have to register with either party. The only requirement is that you're a registered voter, so you can just show up and ask for either a Democrat or Republican. So considering that independents and undecided made all that news in Iowa and New Hampshire, you think Michigan's going to be as unpredictable, or is there a clear leader?
Well, it's pretty clear that McCain and Romney have been the ones that have been talked about most, have spent probably the most time, most money in Michigan. And if you look at the polling, and if you trust the polling, they've both been sort of 1-2 for a little while, and for pretty good reason. I mean, you've had Romney, who obviously has family roots. His father was governor in the state. He launched his campaign in the state, and so he does have some roots that he can speak of. And the Romney name is very well known in Michigan. The McCain name's known pretty well, too. He did quite well in 2000, if you recall, and he has spent a fair amount of time there talking mostly about the economy, but also staying pretty steady on his message that he's the best guy to lead the party and the country in a time of trouble, in a time of war. I do think this is a make-or-break moment in Michigan for Romney. So in many ways, he has more on the line than McCain, because if he doesn't win there, at following the loss in Iowa and New Hampshire, it's pretty tough to sketch out a scenario where he can pick up the nomination.
So let me ask you, you made a good case for why he should concentrate solely on Michigan, but I would love to hear what you think about Romney's campaign deciding to pull all their TV ads out of South Carolina to put all his time and money into Michigan, because no Republican candidate since 1980 has become the nominee without winning South Carolina.
I mean, there's a lot of campaigns right now that are making bets that this is going to be a historic election where all these previous historic indicators do not play. For Romney, he looked at the same polls everyone else was looking at, and he looked at the fact that McCain has a built-in following there because of the big military establishment that they have in South Carolina, that Huckabee would have a big following there because there is a huge presence of evangelical Christians, and also an attraction there to a message of economic populism, which Huckabee preaches. And then Thompson, being from the South, has also spent a lot of time in South Carolina. So Romney said, I should go for Michigan. It's my best chance. If I can win there, that would give him a jolt of momentum and help him potentially in South Carolina.
Now, South Carolina's largest newspaper, the state, endorsed John McCain. But John McCain also got endorsement from Michigan's big papers, the Detroit News and the Detroit Free Press. Why no love for Mitt in Michigan?
McCain is the establishment machine, especially when it comes to newspapers these days. He gets every single newspaper endorsement, mostly. And they all have almost the same tone to them, saying, hey, this is a guy who's always done the right thing and who's very tough on national security. So he's the best guy, at least in the eyes of these newspapers. For whatever reason, Romney has not had any success or with any of the big newspaper endorsements, which I think matter because people, like you talked about in the opening, most people aren't paying that much attention, and even the media outlets aren't paying that much attention to the race, especially on the Republican side. We're actually trying to crunch some numbers over here to figure out how much more attention is being paid to the Democratic race than the Republican. Republican race, but certainly anecdotally, it seems like a tremendous amount more.
I want to ask one more question about the Republicans, and then we promise we'll concentrate on the Democrats a little bit. Governor Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas, one-time Southern Baptist preacher, it seems that he would be in his element in South Carolina, but I didn't really hear you discuss him in terms of Michigan.
Well, he's definitely tried to play a little bit in Michigan. Again, like when you look at the map and you're a candidate and you have limited amounts of money and time, you've got to make a calculation. Where do I have the best chance of winning? And for Huckabee, it's kind of a no-brainer. You got to look at where is there the biggest population of evangelical Christians? Where is there at least a recent history of being very attracted to a message of economic populism? And I think he's saying South Carolina is my place. I just think it's a better fit for him. There's been some polling data to indicate that he has a better chance there. The conservative party's much stronger there. You don't have the independent element that you'll have up in Michigan. So he really is zeroing in and thinking this could be a good place. And it's interesting because, you know, while you have this Romney-McCain fight very much so dominating the race in Michigan, you increasingly have this fight between Thompson and Huckabee, which we had not seen before. But in South Carolina, they both see themselves as the standard bearer for the conservative movement, and they're attacking each other.
I like a good fight. Hey, we're talking to Politico's Jim Vandehei about what's to come this week. So let's not forget the Democrats in Michigan, even though we kind of should, I guess. Can you remind people why only Hillary Clinton, Mike Gravel, and Dennis Kucinich will be on the ballot tomorrow?
Right. You got to remember, the parties this year tried really hard to keep the calendar, you know, the rotation of states of when they vote in line and to follow certain procedures. And those states that didn't, Michigan and Florida in particular, the national party, which sets these primary and caucus calendars, punished them and said, you know what, we're going to strip away your delegates. And they put a tremendous amount of pressure on the candidates not to compete in those states. And for the most part, it worked. Michigan and Florida, because of this, are relative non-factors now in the election, at least in the primary part for Democrats.
All right. So the Democrats, they decided to focus on Nevada and South Carolina. And I'm guessing, because I heard about it a lot over the weekend and read about it a lot in the paper, we're going to hear a lot about gender and race in the upcoming week. Hillary Clinton emphasized her experience over Barack Obama's hope for change she made this analogy, like Dr. Martin Luther King's dream was only realized by President Lyndon Johnson's action of passing the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Didn't sit well with the highest ranking African American in Congress, not pleased by the remarks or by Bill Clinton's using the words fairy tale about Barack Obama's anti-war stance. You know, Hillary Clinton went on Meet the Press yesterday and tried to bat this down.
I think it's important to set the record straight. Clearly, we know from media reports that the Obama campaign is deliberately distorting this.
So Obama's camp responded immediately, saying that Clinton's comments were ludicrous. Jim, is this a real problem for the Clinton campaign, or is this political fodder?
I don't know if it's real in that they were intentionally trying to stoke racial fears. But it is certainly real that there are a lot of African Americans, we saw it in South Carolina, we see it nationally, that were disturbed, not just by those comments, but by a series of comments that have been made by the Clinton camp over the last 5 or 6 months. You remember a couple months ago, Bill Shaheen, who's helping run the Hillary campaign, made some comments about Barack Obama's prior drug use. And then the next day, Mark Penn, who was the top advisor to Hillary Clinton, went on and said, oh, we disavow ourselves from those comments that he used to use cocaine.
And I think and he just kept saying cocaine every time he disavowed it.
It was like Eric Clapton. And definitely there was a lot of black leaders who were very upset by that. And now it's become an issue because you had people speaking out, and there was, I think, a series of stories on the front page of The State, which is the largest paper in South Carolina, saying that local black leaders were upset. And so the Clintons are, you saw yesterday at Meet the Press, really trying to, well, we're trying to set the record straight. That was not our intention. We think that the Obama campaign is trying to fan these flames to help them politically. There's probably a little bit of truth to that. You know, there's certainly people in the Obama camp that support him that don't mind that narrative being out there, because I think there is a backlash against the Clintons if it is perceived to be true.
Is she going to have to answer this question all week?
I think I would not be surprised if we're not answering variants of this question until the nomination is settled. I mean, I think the country's come a long way as far as dealing with the racial divide, but it's still there. It's still so sensitive, and much more sensitive, I think, than dealing with sort of the gender divide, you know, because Hillary Clinton keeps saying, well, listen, like, I have to deal with it as a female, like he has to deal with it as a minority. But I do think it's significantly more difficult and more complex for us as a nation, and I think us as a political system to deal with the racial elements still.
All right. Jim Vandehei from Politico.com. Thanks for talking to us, Jim. Have a good week.
Enjoy the week. Take care. Bye.